There's something I want to ask you.
There's something I'd like to ask you.
How about we say it at the same time?
Okay.
One, two.
Will you poop on me?
What?
How's your HPV?
It's your HPV, Veronica. I'm just carrying it.
Truth or dare?
Yeah.
See that blind kid over there?
I dare you to
blow out his candles before he gets a chance to.
They homeschool their son.
It's very important that Kevin has a normal and complete high school experience.
You dropped your books, fuckface.
Hey, guys! Come check out this kid's weird pubes!
Surprise!
Caught you a leprechaun.
I'm gonna cut off your balls and feed them to you.
Oh!
Your balls!
Jeez, they're so into balls.
Coach, there's 10,000 people out there that think that we ain't good enough.
Win or lose, I am so proud of y'all. But you're gonna win. What game are we playing?
Basketball, coach.
What color is this game?
White.
Y'all gonna kill those Caucasians. You're black, they're white. This ain't hockey.
The iBay is a high-fidelity music player.
Kids are sticking their penises in the...
badge of port.
The fan then mangles their penises.
You did extensive testing. Any red flags?
Can I please come in?
Debbie Clark's here, the girl you asked out. It's gonna be awkward.
No, wait, Mom.
Sorry.
Mom.
Sorry.
Bye. Mom.
She's having a period.
What do I do?
Oh, we're just gonna have to plug it up.
911? My friend is bleeding out of her vagina.
And I frozen peas in a sponge.
No.
I can't believe you sucked off that hobo for magic beans.
He was a wizard.
This is fucked up.
What were they thinking?
Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of What Were They Thinking? I'm Z, your host from Throwback Tuesday, aka Movie Spoilers, The Fan Critic, The Fan Court, and ShatteredImagesFilms.com. I am joined by my co-host, Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean. I write for The Fan Critic, which is Chad's website, and I also appear on The Fan Court podcast along with this podcast. I'm a big movie fan, and I love talking movies. We have a special guest here.
Hello, folks. I am the Blue Hybrid. As some of you already know, I'm known as Mac 2.0. Formerly, I was, you know, doing my thing on Spill, and now that's gone. I'm now just doing my own thing at my own site now, thehybrid1.wordpress.com. Check it out. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, he just had some good best of, worst of lists you should check out.
Yep.
Some good picks there. And one of his worst movies, I believe number 3 worst of the year for him, is the movie we're going to be talking about tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, movie 43.
Film.
If you heard the first show for What Were They Thinking, it's pretty much obvious. We go over the film and we ask about the director, actor, film studio, what were they thinking when they do this? And pretty much if you heard the Man of Steel show, we have fun with this show. There's no format. We're not taking it seriously. We are ripping this movie apart. So, we are reviewing movie 43.
And if ever a movie deserved to be ripped apart, it is movie 43.
Movie 43
is a big what were they thinking. I mean, how did they get all these actors to appear in this thing? These are Oscar-winning actors. These are talented people in some of the least funny sketches I saw this whole year.
I think they were blackmailed.
Blackmailed? I heard that they basically guilted into it. What do you think, Blue Hybrid?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to go with that because there's no way they just want to say, movie 43, I should be in this movie. This sounds like this could help my career, even though it did not.
No one read this script or else they wouldn't be in it.
Don't use that word script.
Did he even have a script?
No.
I think their version of a script was just let's take a bodily fluid or like genitals or something and then make a sketch out of it for like each one and that was it. And they just made like variety of that. Like the movie starts out and like I'm not gonna say this has a plot because it doesn't.
Let's just go by each short.
Yeah.
So we're not jumping around.
Each short.
Starts out with Dennis Quaid, who's like this crazy guy in Greg Kinnear's studio, and he has to tell him all these pitches for a movie, and that's how we're taken into this horrible experience of a film.
Pretty much he holds him hostage.
Eventually he takes out a gun like Travis Bickle style, and then Greg Kinnear, much like the audience, is trying to get out of there, but he simply can't. So I sympathize with Greg Kinnear because he had to experience all this horrible comedy, quote unquote.
Poor Greg Kinnear.
What? I like Dennis Quaid. I do.
If you ever listen to The Great Podcast, which is now ended, yeah, it's that bad. They have a thing for Dennis Quaid, so they like him for how bland he is. I don't think he's a really good actor. He's just Quaid.
Yeah, but this, I mean, Greg Kinnear, was very in like the late 90s, he was coming up the ranks of actor wise. Then he just dropped off pretty much for a while.
I think he's later on. I think he's gonna be on some new show coming soon on Fox.
I think you're right, Hybrid.
Yeah, I think it's called there's a remake called Rake. A remake of a British show, I think.
I think you're right. I think, yeah. But,
yeah.
And this one, it's just, it kind of, you feel, it's very uncomfortable because, you know, Dennis Quaid's playing Psycho. He pretty much holds Kinnear hostage. Then we meet Common, who I actually like. Common, I think Common's a pretty decent actor.
I didn't say that.
No, I said that.
I know.
And we get the stuff about all the stuff that Quaid did to get on the film set, because he pretty much like blew the security guard Will Sasso, and he wanted Common to do that.
You know, when I saw this, there was like an alternate version of this movie. It doesn't start out as the pitch thing. It started out as these teenagers searching the internet to find some. Show out some YouTube clips and they fuck with this and they fuck with his brother's computer, and then they keep on looking for 4-3, which was just, you know, clips of whatever the fuck they find on there, which is, you know, when they show all the shorts. Yeah, I think that version, they show that all around the UK and all and everywhere else, because I think the pitch, I think that's only for the US release, which I don't know which one is worse. Either way, they both sound kind of funny.
Well, here's one of the things with movie 43. It wasn't one director. Each short had its own director. You have directors like Peter Farrelly or Farley.
Yeah, or as Corey would say, Farrelly.
Brett Ratner, James Gunn, Elizabeth Banks.
Damn.
You know, we have decent directors.
Criminals responsible for this atrocity.
And it's just, this movie is, it's a big, what were they thinking, and why the studio produced this and released it, and what were we thinking spending $30 million to see this movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn.
Let's just try to analyze the wreckage, and let's just go into the first sketch, I guess.
Which was The Catch.
Hugh Jackman and Kate Winslet.
This was the first one. Hugh Jackman was the first star to sign in this movie, and, you know, I don't know why. Maybe he just wanted to get away from Wolverine that bad.
No. Maybe he was like filming Prisoners and he was really depressed and he's like, let me just go put balls in my face or something. And in the credits of this movie, you like see him laughing in a bloop or something, but I wasn't laughing.
Yeah.
What's so funny is that question. What's so funny?
He's like, oh, look, I've got some balls in my face.
Was this, I think, I was just watching this, like, some of these. I think this was just college humor.
Or sophomoric
high school.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of unfunny.
The thing is with this movie, you can tell right from the beginning, like, what they do is they just have one joke. And it's not even, like, a joke, really. It's just, like, a visual thing that the audience is looking at. Or it's just some repeated, crude idea. And instead of, like, doing anything with it, they just keep repeating it over and over again. So it's like, he's got balls on his face. 5 more minutes of that. And it's like, the punchline is, he's got balls on his face.
Which is the weird.
You know, joke of beating a dead horse.
Exactly.
They're fucking a dead horse.
Which is the weird thing is that Kate Winslet's the only one that notices it. She plays the blind date because Hugh Jackman's this, what, like this Bachelor of the Year type thing. And nobody sees the balls except her.
Kate Winslet. It's one thing that's she's like a fantastic actress, right? Like, I can understand Hugh Jackman. Like, I like him a lot as an actor, but you can understand him making a bad movie or two. Like, we've all seen Swordfish. But, like, Kate Winslet? I don't know what she was thinking.
Out of everyone here, this is the most mind-boggling.
It is.
Yeah, that's the most confusing. You think actors would pick some better shit than this, but then again, some Oscar-winning actress has made a mistake. Including another one, which we'll get to later.
I'm not very surprised on that one because I think we have the same mindset. I'm not surprised on who that was due to the fact that their career has been shit for the past, 10 years?
Basically.
You talking about Jackman and Kate Winslet?
Or? No, we're talking. It'll come up. We'll bring that up later.
Oh, I see. Okay. I just saw Prisoners. That was a good movie.
But the catch was not funny. It's just one ball gag that just kept literally teabagging the audience the entire time.
Yeah. And then what's the next one after that? I don't even remember.
Homeschool, which I think might be the funniest one.
I wouldn't use that word funny, but it's the least painful.
Yeah.
It was creative.
It was creative, but kind of like, what the fuck?
It was morbid. It was morbid.
Okay, discuss about these two parents, Lee Schreiber and Naomi Watts, got this teenage son who's homeschooled, so they teach him the way how high school works, like how any real high school works. In other words, they bully him, they haze him, they give him detentions, they do the whole penis shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole penis choke, and try to throw this high school party at his own house, set up by his own parents. That's more than just saying that's really kind of sad.
I thought it was creative because it was. I thought it was like the smartest one out of all the skits. This is probably one of the smartest ones.
Don't use the word smart. Like again, like least. Bad
okay, this is the this bad. Was the best. It's the low point, but it's the best one out of the whole movie.
Well, here's my question: what does incest have to do with high school?
They weren't getting it. The incest wasn't that. They were getting that about having sex as a high school student. They weren't. The incest thing never existed. It's just because the.
I mean, it was bad enough that it was his mom. That was weird, and then his dad. I was like, oh.
I'm not gonna lie. If I was Naomi Watts' son and she did that, I'm like, fuck yeah, man.
Your mother.
It's Naomi Watts.
If she was mom, you would have.
She's surprised. She's like the second surprise is her being in this.
Yeah.
Because I think, didn't she just do that Impossible movie after that?
She was like Oscar nominated or Golden Globe nominated.
Awesome.
Right in that film.
Yeah. And then, I still think that was probably the best one. The best one out of the group. It's not a big one. It's not good, but out of everyone, out of all this is probably the one I like the most.
Yeah.
This is the one I can stomach.
Okay.
Because I like Liev Schreiber too, so.
On to the next one.
The Proposition. This is the one where Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. It's the shit. It's the one where she wants him to shit, the shit on her.
No, poop on
her. Or poop on her. Well, damn.
No, I'm either saying.
Either way, I didn't like. Yeah, I really didn't like this one. This sketch. Not to mention the fact that, like, the cast you picked, there's some pretty funny people. You got. I mean, you got Chris Pratt,
who's funny, Pops.
Yeah, Anna Faris, who I think she's marginally funny. I think she's actually a very good actress.
I agree.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but she wasn't great. Like, the scary movie she was in wasn't great, but she was kind of funny. She's a little goofy.
Goofy, but she just reminds me of, like, a female Leslie Nielsen.
Isn't that a good thing? Leslie Nielsen's hilarious.
Not early on, then it got sad.
Yeah, by the time you got to like Spy Hard.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at. It's just that I wouldn't bank money on a movie if it's Anna Faris. And plus, nobody knows Chris Pratt, really. Nobody knows who Chris Pratt is. But nobody knows who he is.
Man, he is lucky that he made movie 43 before Guardians of the Galaxy. Because now that he's up and coming, people might forget he was in that movie.
I mean, was he ever a star of a movie?
Not really.
No.
Not that I know of.
He was just in Delivery Man. He's kind of funny, even though the movie wasn't that good.
So, yeah, Guardians is like his biggest movie he's done.
Yeah.
And, he always plays like the sidekick. And I think he's dating Anna Faris in real life. I think a lot of people in here are really couples.
No,
they have Shrive and Naomi Watts are.
I think they're married.
Yeah, I do think Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are. I think they are married, I think.
But this one's just disgusting on all levels. This is like one of those fetish things that, like a Cleveland steamer.
Nasty shit.
And
James Franco, look at my shit.
It's just the whole. She's like begging him to do it, and he's like, I don't know.
I can understand his hesitation.
And then. I think every short is probably around like 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, and about 30 minutes for each one, though.
Yeah, and at the end, he gets hit by a car, and pretty much shits.
Exploding shit.
So. This one's just literally sick.
It didn't gross me out, even though it was, like, disgusting. Like, I don't know why.
No, it's disgusting to me due to the fact that this is what people really do. People are into this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it did gross me out, but it means it's just that, yep, you just have to do this. Like, did it really need to happen? Really? You need to do that shit? That's the thing that irks me the most, because it's like you're doing this just because you want to do it. Just to do some shock value shit to audiences, which that kind of bugs me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my thing is, was it really that shocking? I don't think so.
No, I wasn't shocked. I was just shocked. I was just like, please hurry up.
Yeah, this is the one you're kind of very, like, uncomfortable. No, this isn't the uncomfortable one. That's coming up. We'll bring that up in a few minutes.
We'll get to that one.
This one was like, you really want this one to end as quickly as possible.
Again, just like the whole movie, I was, like, waiting for it then. So, for this one, though, like, my question is to you guys, like, is there anything that can still shock audiences, like, in 2013?
This came out before inappropriate comedy.
I don't know. I mean...
Like, let me just share with you something. Like, when I just recently saw The Wolf of Wall Street, and one of the first scenes is Leonardo DiCaprio snorting cocaine off a woman's ass. And, like, people walked out immediately. Like, old ladies, like, oh. Like, now, this isn't the same level. But I'm just saying. I'm just wondering
That's different.
Something like Lars von Trier's Nymphomaniac or something. Like, maybe that'll be too shocking for
people. That's different. I mean, that's different. That's, you know, this is something that's... Sniffing coke off a girl's ass isn't disgusting. This one makes people like my age or your age, Sean, like uncomfortable and like sick, like
So like Human Centipede 2?
Correct.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Human Centipede 2 is actually funnier than Movie 43 in my opinion.
But this, I mean, it's just that if for all the actors in this, if they want to take them seriously, what the hell were they thinking going on to this? Even if they read a script.
Well, I heard that like the Farrelly brothers, I'm just going to call them that even though that's wrong because I like that pronunciation. The Farrelly brothers were like saying to actors, like they're following them for years, like just shoot 5 minutes. And for Richard Gere, who we'll get to later, they said, we'll shoot in New York. Like they flew to his house or whatever and just had him shoot for half a day. It's like they were so desperate to like assemble this wretched film that they took like apparently years to make this garbage.
Yeah.
As you can see, because Chloe is so young, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good point, because I don't know when this was shot.
I don't know. She looks
Each one could have been different.
I mean, it could have been, like, 2 or 3 years ago?
Because I know the Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet was the first one, and that's the one that got people in it, because they're like, oh, if Kate Winslet's in this, I'll do this.
That's why it's a disgrace that she's going to appear.
Yeah, but her career, this ain't going to kill her career. People like Anna Faris, who's still coming up, or... This could kill a career. In my opinion.
Kate Winslet, at this point, is a little bit unkillable with the career.
Yeah. And speaking of careers to kill, what about this next one, where there are two younger actors that could be the curse on the line. The next one, Veronica. This one with Emma Stone and
Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, Kieran Culkin. Now, maybe to me, this sketch, it was sort of meh. I didn't really
get it. There is, like, I don't. This was nothing wrong with this.
There's just like an absence of any humor.
It's just
one of those things that if you were the old man, the lady, and all the people in the store, like, watching this is like one of those uncomfortable things to watch. You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes uncomfortable humor works when it's actually funny, but this is just like, basically, the two of them are like flirting and talking dirty with each other on like a PA in like a grocery store, and all these old people are hearing it, and that's the whole joke, and it's like 5 minutes long.
Imagine the more people seeing Wall Street with that.
Hyber, since you pretty much know the movies, do you want to give a description on exactly what Victoria is?
Yeah, I'll try to. Okay, you see, Neil, played by Culkin. They're working at a late night shift at a grocery store. Ex-girlfriend show up, and, you know, things get awkward, which they keep on, you know, flirting with each other. They start to, you know, talk all that shit until they didn't realize that the way they say the most, you know, a couple of things, like how they mentioned, he left the intercom on where everyone can hear the whole conversation in the store, basically freaking the people out.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then you hear all this private information.
Yeah.
And
hilarity.
And this
I
is
probably have the least to say about this of all the sketches.
This was the quickest one, probably.
Yeah. Doesn't it end with something with the kills too? Like
he runs after her, and the people and the customers like watch the store for him.
That's ridiculous.
And this is the thing. This is strike two for 2013 for Emma Stone due to the fact of Gangster Squad. This is strike two for her.
Oh, yeah, Gangster Squad.
Which
I kind of thought it wasn't bad, just kind of, he was forgettable.
She was building up a very nice career for herself with The Help and Spider-Man. Crazy Stupid Love. She was building a very good, very solid career for herself. And then she pretty much said, you know what, everything I did, fuck whatever I did. I'm doing this to just have fun.
Yeah, I like Emma Stone a lot. I think she's a very, like, charming actress. I think she's good at what she does. I'm hoping that this year was, like, a fluke, whatever. I'm hoping it was an anomaly. Because, you know, you got the new Spider-Man coming out. I'm not excited to see that at all, because I'm not into The Amazing Spider-Man. But she and Andrew Garfield are always good together for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have good chemistry with each other. So I feel like as long as she keeps making them Spider-Man movies, she'll be someone in the public eye. So.
Yeah. I mean, and Kieran Culkin, people most know him because of his brother.
Yeah, this is the only movie I've ever seen him in.
He was in Scream 4.
Wait, what?
Like I said, the only movie I ever seen.
Oh, no, he wasn't. He wasn't in that.
Was he on Scott Pilgrim?
Yes, he was. Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Never mind, I didn't see Scott
Pilgrim. He played the gay guy, Wallace, Wallace.
Wells.
Yeah.
So nobody really knows him except who his brother is. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the other Culkin played in Scream 4. So this one's forgettable, like you said. It's
how many other motherfuckers are there?
There's a lot. That family's huge.
Damn.
But let's move on to the next one, which was I think this is the one just based on what was coming around, like Marvel with the Avengers. This one kind of was like thrown in there.
Oh my god.
Was the superhero speed dating, which everyone in here except Uma Thurman I like.
Yeah, don't like Uma Thurman?
I don't like Uma Thurman. She looks like she just has like a blank stare, like a blank in her face that she's dead inside. Like, wow. I think she's a fucking zombie.
Okay. But anyway,
she doesn't impress me as an actress.
This is like the worst sketch imaginable with like superhero humor. So it's basically Batman and Robin speed dating different girls.
Well, it's actually Robin speed dating and Batman's cock blocking him.
Now, there's a lot of humor you can do with nerd humor. No doubt about it. Now, what was the jokes in this? It was just two guys dressed up in the worst, cheapest looking costumes. No effort made.
Well, they probably couldn't put full force into that. they'd probably get sued.
I know they were not working with a budget here, but like, how could they possibly have made them cheaper? Like, I've seen Halloween costumes that were more effective.
Shit. The only good thing about this was seeing Katrina Bowden, Kristen Bell, and Leslie Bibb. That's the only good thing about this one, because all three of them are hot.
It's such a waste of talent, though, this sketch, because I think Sudeikis is really funny.
I think Justin Long's funny.
Yeah, so Justin Long, Sudeikis, I like Kristen Bell even.
Bobby Cavanaugh, Uma Thurman.
So much talent just wasted in this, and it's the most obvious sex jokes, like, imaginable. Nothing funny. And isn't there some sort of, like, Riddler in there or something at the end of it?
Yeah. Turns out that Supergirl turns out to be Riddler in disguise. But wait, Batman already knew that it was him. And just a fucking Robin.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that funny?
This one is just there. It's just there. Yeah.
This is like when the movie... Now, when I was watching this movie, I was just pretty much up until this sketch, I was just bored. I wasn't angry, I was just bored. Uh-huh. And this is where I started to get angry. Because...
This one made you angry.
What made me angry?
This one made you angry?
This is what started the anger for me.
Wow, you mean the Kate Winslet one didn't start off?
No, like, I was like, But then again, I'm saying the movie's just starting off, you know. Just starting off. This is the one, because I like Batman a whole lot. And I'm going to be the first guy to laugh at, like, a Batman joke, you know what I mean? And these jokes were just horrendous. And this, like, Sudeikis, he makes me laugh a lot, too, in Horrible Bosses and stuff like that. But he wasn't even trying. Or maybe he was trying, they had nothing to work with. It's just, this is where I started to get angry, and I'm still angry about it because it was so unfunny.
I mean, Sudeikis, he's got a nice comedy career for him.
Mm-hmm. Like, the movies he makes where he's, like, the starring aren't always, like, the best. But
We're the Millers. I like the We're the Millers and Horrible Bosses.
He always
like Horrible Bosses, all right. We're the Millers, it's okay. I just felt it was too long, but, yeah, it was fun. I mean, hearing this sketch, I think he was just wasted doing this.
Mm-hmm. And Justin Long could play a good Robin. He could play the awkward sidekick. He's got that feel to him.
Yeah, and Jason Sudeikis is like married or dating Olivia Wilde. So I don't know why he agreed to be in this movie and not just stay home with Olivia Wilde. Like, it didn't take that long to make. You should have just stayed home.
Well, how many actors can say they can play Batman? He can say he played Batman.
Well, at least no. Where?
Yes.
Yeah, because I played Batman.
Yeah, and the Penguin was in it too. This one was just there. It just kind of due to the fact of whatever all the superhero movies coming out, this just appealed to the nerds and everyone.
Well, it tried to, but it didn't appeal to anyone.
That's what I kind of meant. Thank you for clarifying it.
Yep.
And in between each one, they threw in commercials,
which was
an iBabe, which they also did a skit about it, which was a naked girl in a box. You plug her in, and she played music.
But here's the real question: can you fuck it?
I know that's the first thing on my mind whenever I buy an Apple product.
Well, pretty much by an Apple product, it's fucking you. So, this one is, it starts the pretty much the three big ones were Richard Gere, Kate Bosworth, and Jack McBrayer from 30 Rock.
Yeah, he always literally plays the same guy, Jack McBrayer.
Because look at him. Do you think he can play anything else?
But it's like the exact variation. He's like the Ken Jeong of like nerdy white people.
No, yeah, come to think of it, Jack McBrayer does always play like that sort of, you know, friendly,
Southern you know, boy?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, Southern boy. Even Wrecking Ralph, I think he was like that.
He was the exact same thing. He should have.
And I like Wrecking Ralph.
I like that movie, too.
I never seen it. But this one was just, I think it was just get the TNA in there.
Yeah, because they wanted to be an edgy comedy, a hard R, yeah.
And Kate Bosworth was trying to get them to say, she's naked, it's wrong. And Richard Gere's like, she's naked? Like, they didn't care. Like, nobody, this is the same thing with Kate Winslet. Nobody noticed the balls on her Jackman's chin except her. Nobody noticed this girl's naked except Kate Bosworth. It's like they're trying to make us seem like we're stupid or something.
Well,
it doesn't matter the movies we've seen this year or what made more kind of think of it, I think y'all kind of stupid.
Yeah.
No, but Richard Gere, I was listening to this podcast about like movie reviews or whatever, and they were interviewing Richard Gere, and the guy asked him, movie 43, why? And Richard Gere explained that he like did a favor to the producer because the producer is his like stepson's godfather or whatever, or the godfather to his stepson, I should say. And he basically just had the film crew come to his house in New York or near him in New York and had him film for like half a day. And he knew the script was bad. He just did it anyway as a favor. So like Richard Gere's involvement was purely out of like a favor and no like attachment to this material at all.
I'm going to say because Richard Gere's not an A-list star anymore.
Not anymore, but
no, he's not.
A respectable actor, that's for sure.
No, I don't think people consider him a respectable actor. He's in what, maybe like one movie a year?
What the fuck you been doing? Has he been doing much?
No.
I think his recent project was this indie called Arbitrage.
Yeah, I remember that one, but that wasn't nationally released.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, forgettable now. Like, people are like, oh, Richard Gere, he's still alive. Kind of like Tom Berenger in Inception.
Not that yet. Not that point.
Yes, like Tom Berenger. I'm like, oh, Tom Berenger's still around. Oh. But this one's just, this one made no sense. I think it was just, you know, them kind of like say, haha, we can make fun of the iPad. You know? Well,
there was no making fun of it, though. Like, what was it?
They tried to make fun of it. And I think a thing that kind of like, you know, they thought I was gonna chuckle, like they come in black and they wheel out a black girl. I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, it's
that's the perfect reaction to this whole movie. Okay.
Yeah, this
but I'll tell you what, that might sound like some stupid racist joke, but like you haven't seen inappropriate comedy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I haven't, and I don't think I want to.
Literally racist.
All right, let's move on to the next one. This is the one that I thought was the most uncomfortable one.
Oh, yeah.
The middle school date with Chloe Grace Moretz, who I'm like...
Moretz.
Whatever. Who I'm like in love with. She's like so beautiful, in my opinion.
Good Lord, she's like a...
What?
Did you just say that on a podcast?
Hey, fucking. She's 17.
Jesus!
She'll be 18 like in February.
Good, you got a thousand. Oh my god.
But.
He's counting down.
Christopher Mintz Plasse, who's most known for McLovin and Motherfucker.
He's only known for McLovin, basically.
Patrick Warburton, who's known for Seinfeld and The Tick. And this is just about a girl who has her period for her first time, and you see blood everywhere.
Gets all over the walls, and McLovin's like let me get frozen peas and a sponge, and it's just like,
like, she thinks she was dying. This is straight out of Carrie.
Is this a prequel to Carrie?
This is a prequel to Carrie.
Maybe that was her audition tape for Carrie.
Damn, they getting it. Maybe that was the best.
I mean, this is
pretty uncomfortable for me too.
This is because obviously we're dudes. We don't know we don't know what that feels like.
We don't.
So and we just seeing a girl experience that for the first time and them making fun of it.
Like, it worked in a horror context for Carrie. Like, I don't think it's inherently funny.
I don't think it's supposed to be funny in Carrie. It's supposed to be actually sad. Okay. Well,
in Carrie, it was supposed to be horrific, and it worked that way. But, like,
this one was horrific.
It's
not funny. It's just like, they're trying to point out something, just something that most of us don't understand, and just play as a fucking joke.
I guess it's pretty consistent with, like, the movie's overall obsession with, like, bodily fluids.
This is like, I want to say this is like a Jackass type movie.
In what sense?
That they like the bodily fluid. They like
vomit.
This is like an MTV.
Surprising lack of vomit in this movie.
There was like no vomit in this movie.
That's kind of surprising. The movie. Did again with balls in your face, people shitting everywhere, people shit.
This is the most uncomfortable one to watch, due to the fact that you're watching a girl who I want to say is like 15 in the movie.
You're like, she's just so hot.
It's just so uncomfortable to watch that they're like, you're bleeding, and you see her, she's like backed up in the corner. All of a sudden, she moves, and there's blood all up the corner. I'm like, really? I don't think she's like, you know, going into shock. I don't think she's losing that much blood.
She ain't dying. She's decent. I don't know, some, you know, lady stuff.
Oh, next sketch then.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. Speaking of that, there's also a sketch with a 10-minute sketch where two women are swimming in the ocean, and then a shark came and then eats one of them.
Yeah, because they were watching that on TV.
And that's Tampax.
Which I thought that was probably like the funniest one.
Now, I actually have to agree with him. Not like it was funny, but that was like mildly clever, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
It's about 5 seconds of the movie though, and it's a 90-minute film, so that doesn't make up for anything.
Yeah. At all, this was actually the most fitting. Mm-hmm. Now you think about it, sharks do sniff blood, and that's kind of.
But the next sketch was Happy Birthday, which had Sean William Scott, Johnny Knoxville, and Gerard Butler.
Oh, I hated this one so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised Scott or Knoxville were in this. Butler.
Butler only makes garbage.
If Butler's not killing someone, he's not good.
He's not good. He's killing.
If Butler ain't trying to be John McClane in Olympus Has Fallen, he's not good in shit.
I saw a horrible movie with him called Playing for Keeps.
The soccer movie?
Soccer movie. Good thing I never saw that.
Abomination.
But this one's just the guy, roommates, one's pissed at the other one because he slept with his girlfriend. And they find a leprechaun.
And he's a Scottish leprechaun or an Irish leprechaun.
I think he was Scottish. Whatever Butler's accent was terrible.
He is Scottish in real life, so like I guess the Irish accent wasn't like easy to him or something. But my question is, how come he couldn't just get a real like small person to play a leprechaun? You had the CG Butler's head on.
They're too cheap, I guess.
I think they did. I think they CG'd Butler's head on a midget.
No doubt. Like, how else would that be?
But you know what? They, like, you know, the midget, the leprechaun breaks out and, like, beats the shit out of him. I think, and the Chloe Grace one, that had more blood than this one.
just about.
And they,
like, doesn't he like bug out Sean William Scott's eye or something?
Yeah, they both get fucked up, and they.
They're surprisingly violent, honestly.
Yeah, this is the most violent one.
The comedy equals violent.
Directed by Tarantino.
Yeah, they tried to pull the Tarantino effect on this one.
This was by Brett Ratner.
This one's Brett Ratner?
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
That explains it. Brett Ratner. Like, that guy is just like a frat boy bro in a league of Michael Bay. And like a studio head, like, oh, you know, it's due Rush Hour 4. Yeah. Like, I don't like his attitude. I don't like the way he is. He's clearly a creep on Howard Stern, if you ever listen to that. It's just, I don't know. I don't like him.
This one's, like, easily for. I mean, the chemistry between Scott and Knoxville is good. They two have really good chemistry with each other. They play off each other pretty good. Neither one of them are a great actor, but they got good. They can play off each other.
Wait, when did we move before together?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the only thing I've ever liked Sean William Scott in was Goon.
In what?
It was like this Goon movie with like hockey.
Oh, Goon? Yeah. Goon was a good movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, actually.
I liked him in American Pie.
Yeah, I guess so, but that got old.
But this one's just pretty much for the gore. You know?
I don't know what they were really thinking here. What were they thinking? They beat up a leprechaun and that's the joke?
To get his gold?
You get it?
And they kill him, and then they throw him into a trash, and they find his gold, and they get like this hot fairy.
Oh yeah, and then it doesn't end right there.
I think so.
Yeah, big.
I think it's just like a sudden end. A lot of these have just sudden ends.
Yeah,
because there's no real joke to begin with, so it just stops.
Yeah, this one has no joke to it at all, and it's Ratner, so I'm not surprised. Yeah, this one's extremely forgettable on every level.
Yep.
Next sketch.
This is the one with Stephen Merchant and Halle Berry.
Who I said, that's the one.
Award winner.
That's the one I said, I'm not surprised she's in this because her career is pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I used to like Halle Berry fine and all, but yeah, I know throughout the years, her career has been sinking lower and lower.
Ever since Catwoman.
It started with Catwoman, and then now it's up to Cloud Atlas and all sorts of things, man.
I mean, when she changes accent, when she gets rid of her accent, X-Men, during the movie, you know, I'm like, I don't think she should have gotten an Academy Award.
The same thing that happens to everyone else.
I mean, this one's just these two on a blind date, and they like Halle Berry's like, let's mix it up a little, and they and they go on these stupid things about blowing a birthday cake, blowing a candle on a blind kid's birthday cake.
Oh, it's like truth or dare is what it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Getting a tattoo out of penis.
It's way more stupid.
Yeah.
So basically, it's just after their initial meeting, it's like a montage of just like quote unquote shocking things happening, like. She, like, pours her breasts in guacamole, and they're, like, clearly fake prop breasts. It's really weird to look at. They're,
I think she had a boob. I think she got a boob job.
No, that wasn't real.
No. I think she got a boob job as a dare.
Oh, in the movie.
Oh, yeah, she did the plastic surgery.
Because
tattoos and do all.
And she got lip injection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Disturbing.
What was the last one that ended it?
And I think Stephen Merchant gets a tattoo of an ejaculating penis on his face.
Yeah, but what was the last one that ended it?
I think he looked kind of tan or something, or Asian. Or...
Oh,
that's, yes, it was. And then
a lot of these bad comedies this year for me, like A Haunted House and
Movie 45,
an inappropriate comedy, and P1 would argue Anchorman 2, have like, and I don't agree with that, but he would argue that, they have, like, really odd racial humor that isn't funny and it's just uncomfortable. You know what I mean? And, like, it's funny. He's Asian. Like, no, it's not funny at all.
So you're saying this one's uncomfortable.
towards the end, yeah, especially with the race, the Asian looking man, like for no reason.
And doesn't
Halle Berry getting the plastic surgery? Like, it's not funny. It's just grotesque. Like the rest of this.
Yeah, I don't think she's hot to begin with.
Whoa.
Yeah, this was horrible. This was just so fucking bad. I mean, goddamn.
I can't say it any better myself. At this point in the movie, I was like furiously checking my watch, like, when will this ever end? I can't believe this movie is so short and it's not over yet.
Okay, we'll go. And what was the end? Didn't she cock block him? Like, he tried to go in her room and she said no.
And they said, like, he said something about she's not just an Asian man.
But yeah.
But they said she was fucking with that. It must have been the, they fuck.
Yeah. And nobody knows who Stephen Merchant is. Who is this guy?
Well, he's, like, popular in England.
Yeah. I think he's the co-creator of the UK office. I think, he's with Ricky Gervais, he hangs with Ricky Gervais and all that stuff.
I think he created the show Derek and, like, extras and things like that with Gervais.
Okay. Because I'm like...
If you lived in England, like, it'd this... be one of those things where he's, like, Steve Carell or something on TV, something like that.
I'm like, this guy, he just looks like a Jack McGuire. He just looks awkward.
Well, like, that's his style of comedy, is, like, awkward humor.
Okay. Is he a comedian? Like, a stand-up comedian?
I don't know that, but I think that's, like, his comedic presence on television shows.
Gotcha. Well, that one's just, waste, and Halle Berry, you better start picking. If you want your career to keep going.
Nah, it's done.
They gotta start, like, saying, you know what? We're gonna take your Oscar away until you prove you earned it.
Yep.
They should do that.
How many sketches left now, man?
Just a handful.
Oh, man. Okay,
then we go to Victory's Glory.
Glory. The one with, the one with Terrence Howard.
And it had some NBA players in it.
Saying, hey, look, you're gonna win, all right? You gotta win. You're black. You can beat these crackers. You're black. You can beat these motherfuckers in this game. This is basketball. It's like hockey.
You pretty much, this one was shown throughout the entire trailer, so you knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, and this has to be the worst offender of a repeated joke in the whole movie, because there is literally nothing more to it than, you're black. Hey, guess what? You're black.
And they even said...
This goes on for 5 minutes.
And they even say, look at your dicks compared to theirs.
You're black.
How big is your dick? Come on, you can swim in his face.
And it's just...
Now, the thing was, when Terrence Howard first said, you're black, I chuckled for, like, a fake little chuckle, like, hey, that's a little funny. But then he said it about 35 more times.
Yeah. I think it's like, at first you thought, man, it's kind of funny. And then we saw a few more times, like, okay, be good, you can stop now.
And, like, on page, like, that's not the worst idea, considering Terrence Howard makes all these, like, inspirational sports movies or whatever. So, like, if there's anything, like, sort of clever with the casting, like, I guess it was kind of clever to have him in there. But, like, just compare it to Kate Winslet, who has, like, no purpose of being cast as that lady. And, like, him, who's, like, in the swimming pride movie or whatever. Like, I don't know. It's just kind
of funny. He's desperate for any type of role after what he did with Iron Man.
He's like, I should have stayed on.
If he stayed on Iron Man, he would not be in this. Disney and Marvel probably be like, you're doing what? Fuck no, you're not.
I like Cheadle better, though, in Iron Man 3. He was one of the best parts for me.
But we're not talking about Iron Man 3. All
right. No problem. I just can't think about this movie too long or else I just get upset.
This skit, it's just pretty much the same. This is like all these jokes. They just beat you over the head with it. And this one's the worst one.
And believe it or not, this is the sketch that they start to roll the credits on. And at first I was like... At last, this horrible movie is over, and then insidious bastards, they snuck another fucking sketch in there after the credits, and they thought they'd sneak it past me. Like, why did they have to trick me into thinking this horrible movie was over?
Well,
basically, the credits roll, and you're like, whew, that's over. and then they're crediting all the sketches that happened, and then there's one where you're like, wait, I don't remember that. Elizabeth Banks? No, I don't remember that. And then it goes into another sketch.
Yeah, oh, and yeah, this is the one she directed.
About? Actually, this is the one James Gunn directed.
She directed the period one.
Oh, did yeah. Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, I don't have respect for her anymore.
This one, the one with the cat, this was about James Gunn, a.k.a. the future director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, my God. That'd be like Whedon making Grown Ups 2.
Oh, God.
What?
It's pretty much Josh Duhamel's dating Elizabeth Banks. Oh, and guess what? Josh Duhamel has a cartoon cat.
Okay. So where does this go?
This is a spoof. This has to be a spoof on Garfield.
Don't give him credit where credit ain't due.
Hey, Garfield. We are doing this shit.
Garfield came out in, like, Nom.
Okay, this is like, I mean, hybrid, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, so you would not remember a Paul Abdul song?
Oh, wait, I get it.
Opposites attract.
Yeah.
This is what I thought of when I saw this skit.
Okay, what's that have to do with this?
Because it's Paula Abdul singing, and then she has a cartoon cat with her.
Oh.
Yeah,
that. That joke is so dated, man. You had to explain it.
Fuck you.
No. I'm not saying your joke. I'm saying in the movie.
Oh. Well, it's pretty much the cat hates Elizabeth Banks, and Josh Duhamel loves the cat, too. Like, he's pretty much picks the cat over her. And I like Elizabeth Banks.
That could actually make for kind of a clever little short, because it's funny how sometimes, like, cat people, like, are in love with their cats and no one else. Like, there's a joke there. You know what I mean?
There is, but they missed it.
Too bad. Obvious
juvenile humor, and the cat's, like, jerking off to pictures of Josh Duhamel. It's like, oh, the cat's cartoon shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this one is just that the cat tries to kill her. And I like Elizabeth.
Movie, but just saying that out loud is kind of funny.
I like Elizabeth Banks. I think she's getting better as an actress.
Too bad this ain't it.
No. I don't think anybody tried in this.
Yeah, don't forget the part of the movie where Elizabeth Banks is on the front lawn and the cat showers her in piss.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Which is about how I felt after watching this whole film.
And I like Josh Duhamel. I do. You guys can both hate me for saying that, but I actually like him.
Well, I mean, that's no reason to hate a person. I just don't think he can act very well.
No, I like him based on the Transformers movie.
Yeah, I kind of don't care for Josh Duhamel. I mean, I know the guy was in the Transformers movies, and I sort of mixed on those. I really don't care about those movies at all, but he's like a actor.
Yeah.
He's there.
But this one, it's just, I think it was just filler.
Well, literally, it was filler. I agree with you, because the movie is over, and then they're like, just kidding.
Well, the funny thing is, though, Gunn got, this could have been the last one done, because James Gunn got announced he was directing Guardians, like, what, before this came out, so they could have probably done this with his name attached to it to get a bigger name, get it more people to maybe see it.
Here's my question. Why not just show this in the regular movie? It wasn't like the other sketches were remotely connected. Like, it started out like they tried to connect them, like Dennis Quaid was pitching it, but then that story just went crazy. Like, there were extra scenes with Quaid in the middle of this movie where he's just, like, going crazy. And it's just a movie within a movie, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Sean, here's what it is. All these shorts, the I, Babe, Catch, Happy Birthday, it's all pitches that Dennis Quaid's telling Greg Kinnear about movie ideas.
But then we find out that's only a movie, too.
And plus, Greg Kinnear is like, you feel what he's reacting when he's hearing this. Like, oh, what? No one's going to fucking watch this.
Yeah, that's the sad part. It was true, man.
But there's also other shorts that were not shown. I mean, there's probably some on the DVD who I feel sorry for the ones that bought it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Yeah, there were some shorts that.
There was one with Julianne Moore, Tony Shalhoub, and Bob Odenkirk. Yeah. Odenkirk, who I love. I love Bob Odenkirk.
So do I. Better Call Saul.
He's awesome. There's one, Anton Yelchin.
Well, then again, I'm glad that Bob Odenkirk's reputation wasn't trashed because I heard his short had to do with, like, necrophilia.
No. That was Anton's.
Ugh. Either way, like, that's not funny. Period.
Maybe that's why that one wasn't shown in the theater.
Think about how bad these sketches must be if they didn't make the cut of movie 43.
And the funny, weird thing is, relatively media is the one that got, you know, they thrown us out there. They have put out some pretty decent movies.
Yeah, for the most part.
I liked Limitless.
Oh yeah, Limitless was pretty good. I liked
them. Yeah, Shark Knight 3D, that's a nice guilty pleasure movie.
Okay. Oh wait, buddy, yeah, Don John. They did that.
I like that movie.
Out of the Furnace?
Forgettable. Good acting, but forgettable film.
But it's just that it's a joke that when they release these movies, they, you know, stuff like that. It's just, they're the main studio. They're the one pitching it out to people to sell it. And this movie, the budget was $6 million, so I'm very curious on what the actors made for this.
Probably nothing.
Probably $4,000 and some liquor. Which they'll need.
Yeah, and
Like, what's that baby who had Hugh Jackman's balls on his face, like, gonna say when he grows up?
Daddy, why? Why was it on your face? Why, Daddy?
Oh, those poor parents.
Oh, your Bob Odenkirk movie, The Necrophiliac, he wrote it and directed it.
Yeah, I thought so.
And it was cut from the final film and is not on the DVD.
Oh, man, it was too bad to even be on the DVD? God damn.
It's pretty much him having sex with people in the morgue.
Oh my god.
This movie made almost $30 million, 5 times its budget.
Are you sure?
Worldwide, $29.9 million.
That's depressing.
That's worldwide.
That's fucking sad.
This is, like I said, this is a movie that frat boys are going to love. High school sophomores are going to love. Freshmen. You know, be like, oh, like kids in like junior high, oh, we see boobs. Oh, that girl's having her period. They're going to like this. They're like, balls on chin. He said the N-word.
Part of this is, it made more internationally than it did domestic.
That's a joke.
That's really sad what you think about that.
And it really makes you wonder why countries hate us.
I understood now, having seen this movie and inappropriate comedy in the same day.
Oh my god, did you really?
Yeah, I did. I had to get that worst of list ready, Chad.
You poor bastard.
I'm thankfully you didn't have a loaded gun with you, Jesus. Because seriously, that's horrible in one day.
Yeah, it was pretty much one of the worst movie days of my life. But anyway, on a show called What Were They Thinking, let's look at the big picture here. Do you think they were trying to make like a Kentucky Fried movie in the modern day? Like one of those airplane style movies where it's like all nonsense, doesn't really make sense? Because like, as Rocky Balboa said, watching this, I felt like a Kentucky Fried idiot, so I didn't get anything out of it.
I don't know what the point of this movie was.
No, it really is, and like, some people would argue that, comedy, the only thing is it has to make you laugh. But, you know, this didn't make me laugh at all. And even if it wasn't funny, at least have a story. No story.
I mean, all I thought this week was regret. I regret watching this ever since I watched this. For the record, no, I didn't buy that movie. I'm not going to buy that fucking movie.
Yeah, you didn't see it in theaters, did you?
I wish this film on my worst enemy.
Fuck no, I didn't see the movie in theaters.
TPO did.
That's his problem, not mine.
This is... This is without a doubt. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score, Sean? Do you know off the top of your head?
Maybe like 4 or something.
I think.
Or 2.
4%, you were right.
Why do I know this? I have so much.
That means some people liked it.
Alfonso Duralde of The Rap, I believe, liked it. And he's usually a pretty good critic.
Was he tongue-in-cheek in it?
No. He said, like, what can I say? I laughed.
Who remembers the Spill video review of this?
Oh, yeah. I did. That's
That was probably one of the funniest reviews I've seen.
I don't remember the video review as well, but the audio review was just like...
The video review is Corey, they play the trailer, and they go to Corey, he's like in the shower shaking, and you see blood coming from his ass like he got raped.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is? The trailer. The trailer does not... How do I want to put this? They lie to you. They don't make it as it's going to be offensive and disgusting. They make it like it's going to be a little interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what trailer's supposed to do, old sport.
Thank you, Gatsby.
They have a tagline where it's like, what is Movie 43? Now, I've seen it, and I still don't know what it is.
It's a what the fuck. I don't know what it is. It's a what the fuck.
Is this a twisted Hollywood experiment to make money, or is it just a terribly made movie?
If this is how Hollywood's gonna make money, as a filmmaker like myself, I am downright irate.
Yeah, and meanwhile, something like The Wolf of Wall Street and Hustle are like in 4 and 5 in the box office in America, and like movies like Movie 43, while they didn't do that well, they still made their money back. It's like, ugh.
It made 5 times its budget back. I think it did okay. How it made like opening weekend? I'll look that up. It better not have been number one, or I'm gonna be.
No, it definitely wasn't number one.
Good.
This came out in February. February is not January. That's a throwaway month. So.
No, you guys, I'm thinking about 2014 starting up. And as a movie fan and, you know, a little bit of an amateur reviewer, everything like that, I am so scared for this year. January, February, right around the corner. It's the worst time of the year for movie fans, man.
Basically, watch your ass.
Movie 43 debuted at number 7.
Thank God.
Good.
Made $4.8 million.
Wait, so... If it wasn't for international release, they wouldn't have made a money bag.
Probably not.
Right.
Ugh.
This is on you, world.
So maybe America wasn't to blame.
But what, I mean, I think the topic of the show is what were they thinking? Seriously, what were people like Emma Stone, Kristen Bell, Justin Long, Sudeikis, Richard Gere, Halle Berry, people that are names, people they can point them out. People like, oh, you seen the new Halle Berry movie? Oh, yeah. You know, people know these names. What were they doing in this? They know it's shit.
Well, Z, like any national disaster, sometimes we can't understand what people were thinking participating in such a hideous act, but we can always remember, never forget this film.
Never forget.
I think people want to forget this film.
Oh, I wish I could, but unfortunately, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It'll live on.
I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I've had when I just wake up with the image of shit splattering over a car windshield and cold sweats set in, and I'm like, the Farrelly brothers are at it again.
No, you just mixed balls. Mr. Blood, no, it's a... It's Halle Berry fucking tits. No, stop. To help me. What the fuck?
This
movie wasn't real.
This is an insult to movie making.
Well, it's actually...
It's a darn middle finger.
Chad, just wait till you see Inappropriate Copy.
I'm not going to see that.
Actually, on a serious note, completely serious, never watch that movie if you can.
Exactly. I know how bad it's going to be.
I'm my worst enemy. Now, movie 43 might be unfunny and occasionally angering and audience insulting, but it's not racist. It's not. I would say inappropriate comedy is actually like an evil movie on some level. Like, I don't like. It's an evil film. Like, it doesn't. Like, okay, movie 43 is a horrible movie, not funny at all. The actors, you know, it's a waste of talent, waste of time. It's a bad statement about Hollywood. But inappropriate comedy is just a rotten film in a true sense of the word, where it's, like, mean-spirited, and it's an ugly movie.
Do you want to call this a film?
Movie 43? I guess on a technical level, it is a series of images strung together to form some sort of visual, I guess, story or just sequence of events.
So film.
And I guess technically it makes feature length, so I guess you'd call it a movie.
It's the bucket. It gives you to throw up.
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Okay.
Bad as it may be, it is indeed a film.
It's... Yeah. I mean... Thankfully, I seen this on Netflix, so I already had like a subscription to. You know, I wasn't paying money for just to see this. You know.
Yeah, I didn't pay money either.
Because this is is a straight. You fucking pirate this fucking movie all you fucking want to see that if you want to see this. You do not pay money to see this movie.
Don't support this movie.
This is just like the epic movie, disaster movie, shit like that. Do not support that shit. If you want to support movies, give me your fucking money and I'll make a damn movie.
Well, okay. Hey, in the spirit of that, be sure to like Shattered Images Films on Facebook.
Exactly. But I think that's it. I think we punished ourselves way too much, way too hard on this.
Yeah, we did.
As Bane would say, your punishment must be more severe.
And that's an inappropriate comedy.
Yeah, that's an inappropriate comedy. That was me that one day. I said, Bane, please don't make me. Bane, please. I've already seen movie 43. Please. And he just broke my back, and I sat there to watch inappropriate comedy, and I cried as I saw my beloved movies destroyed, like Gotham City for Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I thought it was an art form on some level, but no.
On what, for this?
No, yes. I thought movie making itself could be something better than this.
Oh.
What were they thinking?
What the fuck were they thinking?
Hybrid says it right. What the fuck were they thinking? What were James Gunn, who made Super, a very, very good independent movie. He's got probably the biggest summer movie coming out this year.
And you know what? I think co-host himself said it best in the audio review. This is just nasty doo-doo.
There's other words to say to that.
Nasty shit. Nasty shit.
Yeah.
My shit. That's what the filmmakers said. They saw Spring Breakers, and they got an audience together for movie 43 and said, look at my shit.
But, my God. I am, for people like Emma Stone, who, the young actors in this movie is the one I feel sorry for.
Yeah.
Cause this,
I feel sorry for me having to watch it. I don't care about the
No,
characters.
For their careers, like Chloe, Grace, Christopher...
Love.
Yes, whatever. People, young actors, I feel horrible for. Because, one, they don't know any better. They want to be in movies.
Yeah, I guess
people
so,
like
but,
Kate Winslet, yeah. This is her choice. She knows she won an Oscar. Halle Berry, they know they won an Oscar. That's the biggest award in movies. And they lower themselves to this. Even Kate Winslet, no one was good in this movie.
No one.
It was just fucking terrible. You're supposed to be some type of effort in there, but then again, it's 4-3, so she was expecting effort at all from this. Everybody was so bad. There wasn't any positive things about this movie. I can't fathom the fact that why would you make this? Why the fuck would you consider doing this? Did you need exposure or something? Because I'm pretty sure the world knows who you already are. But then again, I guess the world must know you do some stupid shit too.
It's.
I think movie 43 has left us all in the cold and all less of human beings having seen it. So yeah. I've said my piece on this movie. I think we've covered it pretty well.
Yeah. So enjoy 2014 with our review of movie 43. So sorry for that. Just yeah, but seriously,
now
don't.
We've got another line of January and February films coming out soon.
Don't see this movie. Really, do not see this movie. There's nothing to see here, unless you're a freaking frat boy in college. You know, see this movie when you're fucking nut, you know, drunk off your ass, because you won't forget. You won't remember it. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I wish I was drunk watching this movie.
You're too young.
I guess we'll just wrap it up here and maybe do some quick plugs. Blue Hopper, do you got anything you want to plug?
Yes, I do. Yes, I have my own Facebook page. I'm on the Hobbit one. Follow me, find that and click like to support the page. I'm also on Twitter. Follow me at Mac2HybridMedia. You can also find my reviews and blogs at my own WordPress site, thehybrid1.wordpress.com. You can find me on, well, just find me on any of those sites.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and as always, Chad and I like to plug the Fan Critic, which is the website we have movie reviews on and lists, and we'll have some awards and nominations coming up soon for the end of the year. We always want to say, like Shattered Images Films on Facebook. Both of us are working on some films for that company, but it's Chad's company first and foremost. And we're very excited about some projects we've got coming up. And the Fan Court podcast we both appear on. And we're doing some good work on What Were They Thinking, which is this one now. So
anything
else you want to talk about?
You also check out moviespoilerspodcast.com. You can listen to the phenomenal one, a.k.a. TPO, or P1, and Lehu. Do their movies during the week, and then their episodes for the upcoming weekend, and also Throwback Tuesdays, which is every Tuesday. You can listen to me and TPO, where people vote on the movies.
Yep.
So there's plenty of stuff. You can all check this. Always check stuff out on the Fan Critic and Hybrid. We will put your WordPress. If you send us the link to your WordPress, I will hype it up on the site. Yeah, we'll get some more plugs, and listen to Dragon the Wolf podcast too.
Yes, of course, that's right.
Chicago John on our first episode. If you please take a listen to that, because that was a very fun episode to do with Man of Steel. Like this one I think was just hurt. This one just hurt us to do.
But maybe it's a special step in the process of getting over something. You know what I mean? Like, whenever there's emotional trauma, it takes time to heal wounds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, there's no healing after watching this.
Maybe it'll just, like, take years from my life.
But that won't heal you.
This one just punishes the viewer.
Your punishment must be more severe.
But, you know, thank you guys for joining us. And we will see you guys next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Later.
Thanks for joining us. Suffer.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Hybrid. We'll definitely have you back on for a future episode.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. The future is bulletproof. The aftermath is secondary. It's time to do it now and do it loud. Kill